If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny, it's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Hey. All right, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome, everybody. Morning, DJ Danny.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, happy Thursday for real. And, of course, coming to work with no rain. So I'm kind of happy about that. Mm-hmm. It is hurricane season, so you could expect rain or showers could be expected any time, right? Oh, it's too early for that. It's too early. Whew. All right. I just took the elevator. Ooh, am I out of breath? Wow. Whew.
Wow, you've been really getting that exercise in with me not being in the studio, boy.
Yeah, Gail, I had to go and get papers, go back downstairs, and yeah, boy. You know,
that elevator run is really so tiring.
I know, you know, there's that time when the anxiety building from floor to floor, you get out of breath, you know, like thinking if you didn't have an elevator, and that's why I get out of breath.
Wow.
Wow.
So 17th of June today.
Yeah, all day today.
Yeah,
it's one of those.
The whole weekend lockdown.
Yeah, boy. Listen, like if anybody dreaded a weekend, it was this weekend. I mean, complete dreading. It's the one Father's Day that, you know, in retrospect though, perspective, maybe you could tell yourself, are people complaining about, I ain't going to see my father. Well, how about
last year
wouldn't be a
Father's Day?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, one. And how about getting to see him for the rest of Father's Days ahead? You know, so
yeah,
because people are getting the vaccine, yes, but you are still prone to contract the virus and to give it.
Yeah, but not as bad, hopefully. But the same thing, you know, I saw some Facebook comments, people saying, you know, fathers again get the usual crappy energy stick and blah, blah, blah.
No. I think fathers are kind of, fathers actually, they're not saying it, but they're a little happy because I think fathers are running out, they were running out of drawers in their bedroom to put the socks and jockey shorts and wife beaters and handkerchiefs and cufflinks and
handkerchiefs is still a thing. People still give that as gifts to men.
Yeah.
When last you got a handkerchief as a gift?
Well, it's not just for men, and it's not called handkerchiefs anymore. It's called J cloths, and it's very multi-purpose. You don't have to wait for a damsel in distress to need to blow her nose while she's crying to pass it to her. No.
And then you can just wipe down the counter.
Oh, yes, because men are doing these things now, you know.
True. Yeah. So thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. J-cloth. Remember that. And you have nice shades of blue and pinks to match with nice, you know. Anyway, guys, 11 after 6, welcome to it. I just realized that this song could actually work as the soundtrack for the Men of Grey movies.
Men in Black, okay. If you're black,
the local
or alien.
No, Men of Grey.
Oh, Men of Grey, oh.
You see, it's going to be streaming. It's a resurgence.
Yes, I did see that. That was epic. Actually.
It was pretty good for the level of expectations I had at that time. Yeah, that's, let me put it that way.
Yeah, wow.
Just being honest. Yeah.
But that Black or White song came out 30 years ago this year in November.
30? Jeez.
30.
Wow. Why do I feel like that song came out in my 20s, but I guess I was 15 years old?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it came out in 1991, November 14th, 1991, actually. It spent 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard chart. And they're saying that the director for that video was the same director for Thriller. And they said that basically in Europe, the video got over 500 million viewers, the most ever for a music video at that time.
Jeez and ages. That's the power of MJ.
Yeah, I mean, of course, all these channels, MTV, BET, VH1, when they were still playing videos. So that would have helped with the rating.
Yeah, I kind of vaguely remember the video for Black and White. It was a lot of money spent on the production of that video with the special effects and the CGI and whatnot.
Fire and people dancing. Remember, people were morphing, the faces were morphing into each other.
Yep.
Remember, you had to do the dance. So, like, turn your, flick your head quick to the side and then back to the front and then change to somebody else.
I wonder if anybody's going to be doing that on TikTok today. Who knows?
That's a real good TikTok-y thing to do.
Well, Gil, I'm sure it is. Guys, if you missed it, we're celebrating the life and times of Michael Jackson. And we'll be doing this till maybe till the end of the week. All right, so keep that in mind. Look out for his music every hour as we claim, you know, the whole phrase gone but not forgotten. And we're bringing it to fruition here. So hope you enjoy that jam, Ballston, DJ Danny. So, of course, Gil, Doom and Gloom, Khadija Flament. I have to talk about this. It is so crazy, the story. We have no sort of... It seems, I don't know, like from the articles, there's no lead as to what exactly may have happened to this young lady. And it's so sad that her mother now is... Maybe she says she accepts that maybe she is dead and she's just simply looking for the body, guys.
Okay, so give us some details, background. This is reconnected to the nurse that they held the other day.
All right, so according to page 11, today's Guardian. All right, let me break it down for you guys who've been missing this. This basically synopsis everything here. Minutes before curfew on June 7th, the day Khadija Flament went missing, her mother, Anastasia, spoke to her on the phone. And or did she? Quote, all she tell me was she was in town Liming. And that's what Anastasia told the Guardian media yesterday, which is her mom. As she stood under a shed in Palmyra, San Fernando, during a search for the second of her five children. She showed a WhatsApp call record. The grieving mother said the call ended abruptly after 5 seconds. Then she got a message from her daughter's phone saying that she was fed up with her boyfriend and was in Port of Spain Liming with a friend. Now, when Anastasia asked what happened, Flament responded, look, main one to hurt my head. Flament said she would call in a while, but never did. Now, time has passed. Even the boyfriend said that she said she wanted to go see her daughter. Listening to the boyfriend video the boyfriend put out, she wanted to go and see her daughter. The boyfriend said, well, look, money in the dresser, go ahead. But then I'm hearing he was kind of abusive somewhat. So I don't think that would have happened so smoothly. I want to go. Look, money, there, go.
Yeah, go.
So it's just a lot of things.
After curfew as well.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
You don't really have freedom of movement in the night. So.
And if she was, I don't know where she was walking, if she may have taken a taxi or whatnot. If, I mean, there's so many contributing possibilities. So, and of course, amidst all of this, to go down this road again after, you know, Ashanti and Andrea, and we just need to know what's happening now. So... I guess to the powers that be and the folks involved in the search and whatnot. You know, it's one of those searches where you just you don't want to find anything. Yeah.
But the family for the peace of mind or closure for the family, you know.
Yeah.
At least to really start the grieving process.
And according to the report, it seems like she just wanted to reconnect and get her daughter back for whatever reason. She could not have had her daughter for the past 2 years. I think Shadow was pretty young. And
yeah, so
she was experiencing,
that,
yeah, the lady could taking care of the daughter was giving some trouble. And they apparently had a case to get the daughter back, according to the missing Khadija's brother. All this is in the article, guys. Today's Guardian, follow up on it. Sorry, you know, that's not the kind of story I would like to direct you to. But the other interesting stories here, and you can get the full gist of how the rollout went down yesterday, how good, how bad, how mediocre, how much
wet.
Things need to be changed. Yeah.
How wet.
It killed me to see them videos yesterday.
Yeah, boy. And the thing about this, we have so many empty schools across Trinidad and Tobago with big covered auditoriums.
I don't know. That's
big courtyards.
Huge. That's a good point. That's a pretty good point.
I don't get it.
We have schools with car parks.
The inside of the Jean Fair complex, here's the Crawford Stadium. That whole corridor in the middle is covered.
Yeah.
It's big, it's wide.
But you're right, we have so many. Just these schools alone, forget about all the other infrastructure we have. Just these schools alone that are all standing empty right now.
Yeah.
Crazy, guys. Imagine, Danny, you were one of those people away at catching an NN to get back in the country, right? Because not everybody got in as yet. They're constantly coming in, I guess, right? But
and then, people still waiting for exemption.
Right,
so
and then imagine you was on social media and you see that and then you realize it's your grandmother sitting on a train rain and your grandfather and you was away. I would have boiled.
Nobody looking at that and you just want to cry.
It is cry worthy. But again, let's get it right. We have to get it right, guys, okay? Ballston, DJ Danny, this is as right as it gets. Well
wow, you're brave, boy.
I will be brave. I know.
Like there's a strike in our studio.
Wow. Nah, strike? Ooh, don't say that. Don't say that. I saw a video. Did you see the video? Lightning striking. I saw this yesterday, and I will see if I could source it again. It's it struck a light pole, and it was causing some fire among some cars. They're trying to move the cars. This is in Trinidad.
What?
And, yeah, yeah. And it was pretty scary when you think about it if you've never been exposed to an incident like that. But I will find it and I will share it with you guys. Stick around. Come on, be my baby. Come on. What's the cheesiest relationship proposal you ever had, DJ Danny?
Me?
Yeah, cheesiest as a kid, as a teenager, as
I don't know,
an adult.
I feel like as a teenager, I always cringe when I think back. So when people are like, don't go in around. Yeah, he asked me to go around.
Go around, what? Yes.
Remember that?
What? Go around what? Go around where?
Yeah, in circles.
We were too young to drive around the roundabout. We didn't have a license.
Yeah.
So go around what?
Where did we get that from?
Go around the, what, the clock on the middle of the dial in Arima. Walk around it. What?
Yeah, I couldn't. I still can't wrap my brain around that one.
Yeah, well, go around.
Way wrong.
Wow. Guys, yeah. 6:42. We haven't spoken about the weather per se, so let me give you a gist of what it's all about. Actually, I'll read it out. Periods of showers with isolated thunderstorms interrupting mostly cloudy to overcast periods across TNT. Now, there's a heavier rainfall to favor Tobago and offshore areas, localized street flooding and gusty winds possible. That's weird because they always mention that, you know, yeah, the things always seem to be impending and doom coming to Trinidad. And but most of the times when it's like a really, really rainy, horrible day, I will call Puppy. I say, Puppy, just look out the window. How's Scarborough looking? What's going on? And she said, Daddy, this hot sun, no rain whatsoever. Most of the times, it's almost as if it's like 10,000 miles away Tobago. You know, but guys, be prepared. And if you're heading out to get those vaccines today, expect, you know, I'm not saying expect yesterday, but I'm expect rain. So please, move accordingly. And there's nothing worse than getting sick in the rain on your way to get a vaccine.
Right?
Because people still get sick, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's we're human beings and there's still things out there, the flu and whatnot, so let's hope things are in place. But that point you made, DJ Danny, we spoke about it in the past. So many places available. People were offering their businesses and whatnot.
Yeah.
But schools, we have an unlimited, I'll even throw that word out, unlimited amount of schools from primary to secondary to tertiary education. Everything is closed.
Top 50 people at school, 100 people at school, you know?
Because, of course, that is enough to have parking for the staff, for the patients.
Use the auditorium for them to.
You don't even have to use a tent. You don't even have to have a single tent.
No.
I don't know what is the missing link
the
here.
Same schools that they're going to use for SDA.
Yeah, because it's, and because they said they've been prepared already. So
right,
even better.
20,000 students are going to pass through all those schools in one day.
Exactly. Exactly. Just instead of doing an exam again, a chook. Same
Thank
difference.
You. Wow. And less time.
Less time.
So the turnover will be faster.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
I don't know if I'm making any sense to anybody. I don't know. We just put an ad out there.
Yeah, to the world. How about that? Val and Danny. Wow. All right, so pepper spray law passed.
Yes, I saw that. So they said, what was the act that they approved?
Let's go with it. It, following the lead of the Senate late last month, the House unanimously passed the Firearms Amendment Bill 2021. And this is, to give the vulnerable a fighting chance against predatory criminals. The House
That's
passed
awesome.
The bill without amendment from the Senate and without any need for proclamation by the President of the Republic.
So it is law.
It is law. Now, the next thing is, how is it going to be sold, distributed, imported, you know?
Well, it's already being sold and distributed and imported.
Yeah, but I've seen some ads too on social media, but there was still a little fracas about that, the legalities
of
it.
The amendment wasn't passed.
Yeah, so I want to see what's going on now. Like, who's going to get the legit permission to bring in 10, 5 or 3 giant 40-foot containers full?
I don't know.
Ain't gonna be cheap. But I guess.
But lots of people already have pepper spray, you know.
Of course, I know. I know. And the worst thing could happen to this whole pepper spray thing is these doubles, man, when the things open back up, figure just to make things faster. Right? Just to make things faster. That's the worst thing could happen, to make things faster. All right? Of course, we both know about horror stories about kids picking it up and spraying it with the wrong end facing the face.
No, that is not cool.
That is not cool.
Be really careful with how you do, if you do purchase it, how it's stored and where and who has accessed it.
Yeah, and you know, it's not something to hang off the side of your purse. Like, you know,
like
kids,
sanitizer.
Yeah, like sanitizer. And that's the thing, because kids see these little sanitizer, you know, bottles hanging off ladies' purses. And they're kind of cute. They're like characters, and they have little colors, and you know, they're
just... have glitter.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm glad. I'm glad this has happened. It's a step in the right direction of getting away from the wrong movement. Right? That's basically what I want to say. It's sad that this has to even be a case. I mean, it's not like ladies need pepper spray. It's not like we all in Trinidad need pepper spray, because we live amongst wild animals. And at any given time you're walking on the street, a puma or a jaguar or a leopard or a grizzly bear can just grab your raffia and say, call me up, nom, nom, nom. You know, no.
We have other kind of predators. The dangerous ones.
I was thinking the same thing, because a bear or a puma ain't going to try to pull my pants down and deal with me. You know? It's crazy. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, Valston, DJ Danny with you. It's just hour number two as we welcome it.
Val, you think if there was an Olympic sport for, you know, cutest dog ever, poopies would stand a chance?
Yeah, she
meaning,
would.
Meaning, if you think the Olympics is happening, not that, you know, her cuteness factor is not off the chart.
Well, I don't know if it's happening. I don't know, because the statistics are not lending to the feasibility of it.
Well, they're saying the Japan's ambassador to TNT in today's Guardian, we're committed to hosting safe Olympics.
Well.
And, they're saying like 6 decades ago when it hosted its first Olympics, they said Japan hopes to do the same in 2020. Even, and use the catalyst as a, use the event as a catalyst for a technological and infrastructural revolution in the country.
Okay, I'm not going to tell, I know catalyst for sale, I think, but I don't think you could have any sporting events there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
The ambassador, Hirayama, he's explaining that as a symbol of global unity in overcoming COVID-19 and as a demonstration of Japan's recovery from the 2011 Great East Japan earthquake, we are resolved to hold the Olympic and Paralympic Games in a safe and secure manner this summer. This commitment of Japan is supported by G7 and G20 countries.
Because can you imagine if there is no Olympics, everybody in South America is going to want to know what happened.
What? In South America?
Yeah, they want to know what happened. They will want to know.
Why not in the world? Why the whole
because the J is pronounced AH in South America. That's my joke.
Oh,
my Spanish joke. What happened?
No, I got it. Yeah.
They want to know what happened. Yeah.
COVID happened, Val. That's the answer for many things. COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, it's so strange that, you know, the whole world was affected at the same time by COVID-19, but we're clearly seeing that the world is not still affected in the same way. I'm constantly seeing all these concerts, David Guetta, Tiesto, I mean, Kashmir, everybody's performing for like thousands of, and events are happening, and it's like, and beaches are crowded.
You know, how come all those things? We know. What's the answer? How did they get there?
Because they had vision and foresight.
That's how they did it?
Well,
but those are words. Was the action that was behind that?
Doing.
The action was doing. You can't answer what.
Wait, what is it? Money?
Yeah, but vaccines, they all.
Well, of course, vaccines, yeah. We missed the bus on that. It's not, I mean, people, I don't know why. I don't even think the world looks the world. Yeah, but Trinidad is not a poor nation. We could agree on that. We're not a poor nation. We might not be first world, but God knows we're not a poor nation. So, but again, you know, let the richness show today, especially richness when it comes to how we treat our elderly. Because DJ Danny, at some point in time, you and I are going to be rickety walking down the road and kya, you know.
Yeah, of course, God's fair life, and that's the aim, right? To be alive until you get old.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to being like my grandparents, you know, like just walking around, busting farts, unaware that they're farting. That's why I want to be. My biggest concern is none.
But you work hard at that already, so I don't feel you're that far off, eh?
What, that fart off? What? Okay, guys. Yeah, I know. If you're not listening for the first time, we're a bunch of kids. But that's okay. K kids are essential. It keeps the world going around. Not gravity, not that whole axis and all that good stuff. Just, you know, keeping it light, because God alone knows. Oh, by the way, so I told you about the Cristiano Ronaldo and Coca-Cola snob.
Yeah, I saw the video. Right,
so have you seen what it has translated to now?
Countless memes.
A dip in Coca-Cola's share value
by $4 billion.
Oh, yeah. And apparently, this is not going to be the end of it. Apparently, it's going to be a furor, because now I'm seeing even
Drogba did it first with the Heineken can.
No, but the actual scientific credited information of how unhealthy Coca-Cola is for anyone to consume it on any level, it's out there. So I'm going to send you some of the links. This is actual, viable, real stuff.
And but you know the thing about it, Coca-Cola company also makes water.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's a no-brainer. I mean, I even wonder if they made this. This was a whole ploy on their part. Is this going to be good marketing? Ronaldo, at a certain point in time, movie Coca-Cola bottle, right? Give you a snob.
Yeah.
And
but because, I mean, when you think about it, $4 billion, they were $238 billion. They're going down to $234. I mean, no,
it sounds
like big numbers.
No, but you see, what's happening is, again, you go on the rabbit hole, I go on the rabbit hole. It's not so much as the figure itself, but the fact that it could happen by the gesticulation of one individual
that
took a few seconds.
Of a lot of these superstars and athletes. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, look at me. If I was there and I moved that Coca-Cola bottle, I might like, well, I would, I guess, slap and say, put it back. But anyway.
Exactly.
And some no-name security would have shown up the boy, put anything back there, boy. You put that there, your fan. Put that there. Yeah? What we were realizing is that, and I think Coca-Cola is probably realizing, signs of the times. And the good thing about the business structure of Coca-Cola is they can fall back on the other products.
Correct.
And put it to the forefront. Because it's no secret that sugary drinks are not cool, especially for kids. And the biggest consumer of soft drinks are kids. So, and a non-sugar version of a chemical to put in your body is not the answer. It's never the answer.
Agreed.
You know, so, but again,
look at you making sense and all.
I know. It's like,
it's happening.
It's like that whole getting older and wiser thing is true, you know?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. 17 after 7 o'clock on your morning reset.
It's 951 Remix Remixed.
I know what to call it, exactly halfway through your morning reset. So I got to remind you guys, from what I heard, Friday isn't a traditional market day, so there won't be any market really on Friday, and there's none on Saturday and Sunday. So what does that mean? The roadways, highways and byways and everywhere is going to be pretty, pretty insane today. I saw indication of that yesterday, DJ Danny. I was on the roads again yesterday, and there was a lot of traffic despite the weather and whatnot. There was just a lot of traffic everywhere, and I expect even, well, I guess almost twofold come today, because again, in this fortnight, people are getting some money in their pockets, hopefully. And I mean, even if you can't go and celebrate Father's Day by your dad, it's still Sunday in Trinidad. It's a culturally accepted day where people cook.
So yeah, so I guess if once you're home, you'll probably just be doing the cooking at home. You can't go anywhere.
But the thing is, no market tomorrow, no market till next week. You understand, right?
So
what about people who are now collecting the money today and tomorrow? But the good thing is, also driving around, it's not even a matter of my opinion. The only thing that is keeping a lot of families afloat right now, and even barely, is the ability to put a table or two in front of their house and buy a few things in the market and come and retail it. Whether it's some peppers, whether it's pumpkin, whether it's sweet potato, whether it's cabbage, cauliflower. And you've seen this dotted across the entire landscape of Trinidad. Any road, anywhere you pass, any corner, there's somebody selling fruits and vegetables.
Correct. Correct. There are a lot of roadside vendors. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, that's not going to be possible this weekend as well.
No, it's not. I guess on Saturday and Sunday especially. It's interesting.
It's going to be interesting because a lot of people we have today and tomorrow to really replenish what you can.
Yeah, try. And then those, the people who hustle too? They had to make the hustle. We see how it goes, right? I just hope the authorities, and I wish them well to do their job, because they're always in constant fear of contracting COVID and then having to deal with people at this frustrating time. It is trying on everybody's part. I understand that. But people, please out there, please, I know, It might be difficult sometimes because of past occurrences, but please respect the police officers out there and the army, whatnot. All the protective services are trying to make this thing go as smoothly as possible. And this thing is a day. It's a day in Trinidad. So, and of course, all the protective people out there, the officers, please have some, you know, like I said, discretion and a little patience. You know, it might be hard because Trinidadians are real hardened.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, at the same time, too, the officers are like on extra duty, too. You know, they all these heightened roadblocks right before curfew crackdown on all these curfew beaters or breakers or whatever the term was. And they gave a figure of a couple hundred people that have gotten charged for breaching the curfew as well in the past couple weeks. And the money that they have to pay out.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's not worth it. What are you leaving your house for?
You know, I agree. But again, I've been hearing a lot of people on all the stations, all the announcers, everybody's chastising the people. Keep this in mind. Almost 100,000 less passes were given out. People still have things to do and to beat places and still trying to beat the time. So, of course, they fall into that whole catch-all of dissidents.
I'm not saying if you're trying to get in before the curfew.
Yeah.
I mean, after the curfew, unless you legitimately have an emergency or you're an essential worker or you have a flight.
Oh, yeah.
All those are valid reasons and they have a hotline.
WhatsApp, they have the numbers,
You can make contact with if that is the case. But I'm talking outside of that.
But you know what kills me is like, how, you know, there are all these major roadblocks out there, police and army. Any given spot, you think your car invisible?
But you think
your car invisible and nobody will see you?
CCTV cameras all over the place. Where you think the National Operations Center is for?
That's what's going on. So even if
you watch movies,
even if you think that in your little journey from point A to point B where you need to go through, there might not be like a major intersection which allows for a roadblock, there are cameras and they will see you. And they will catch you just before you reach where you think you're going. Or either which way. Folks, like DJ Danny says, right? Let's be smart about this. Okay, everybody? Let's be smart about this. Let's be human about this, too. At 7:33. Or in my case, if you're single, you lie in bed making fart noises. I guess the good thing about being single is when you rip one under the comforter, there's no one to complain. No one. If you're under the comforter listening to 951 Remix right now, rip away, my friend. Rip away. Yeah. 7:47. Okay, I don't think I need to remind you, but just, you know, for good sense sake, reminding everybody about the extended curfew again for this weekend. Okay? From tomorrow, Friday, curfew kicks in at 7 o'clock in the p.m., okay, 7, keep that in mind. And then it kicks in again on Saturday at 7. No, at 10 a.m. And on Sunday. So basically, I would just recommend whatever you have to do, try and get it done between today and tomorrow and get an early as possible start. Danny, I was passing in front of some of the hardwares yesterday. And I'm not saying there were like an excessive amount of traffic of the hardwares, but they all look busy. So,
I expected that.
Yeah.
It would have been this weekend, today and tomorrow, they would have been allowed to open as well, but definitely not Saturday anymore.
Well, no, not Saturday. So basically, if people will realize, wait a minute, I'm going to be stuck home for the entire weekend, let me take care of some little, you know, weekend warrior projects that I've been putting on the back burner for so long, which includes cleaning out the back burner on your stove. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, whether it's you went to get a little purple blaster to spray something and clean it, maybe you're going to retile something, maybe you're handy like that. As far as home improvements go, I could unscrew a screw.
You could drill a hole.
Yeah, because, you know, I would like holes to drill themselves, but I mean, that's just me being hopeful that I have less to do. And painting. If you guys have some painting to do,
yeah,
who knows?
I have some pots to deal with. I think I'm going to tackle those.
I'm not too sure about the gardening this weekend or anything outdoors in your yard or your roof, because if I'm not mistaken, there might be a lot of, you know, rainy, thunderstormy kind of days coming up. So,
but there's any plants though. really.
Well, yeah. Gosh, all you put all your plants. But here's what. Please, for all the new plant people who don't understand physics, do not put all your plant under the guttering spout.
No.
It's going to dig out everything, okay? And it's only for the detriment of the plant and the roots and so forth.
You know, you could bring some of your inside ones outside, put some water, not too much, you know.
Of course.
Move them around, because some might be getting too much water. Depends on the spot in your yard. You know, even it mightn't be the guttering, but it'll have a little piece of pipe somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, talking about water, let me quickly say this. What's up, Wasa? You said water was going to come back to Barra Terrace 6 p.m. Tuesday. Up to last night, it was a trickle. This morning, ogeed. So hopefully by the time I get home, it should be
it
a lot.
From Moby to water.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate milk to water. All right.
Val and Danny. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. Better. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's Justin Bieber getting his weed from California, his peaches from Georgia, and you could get your eye care needs satisfied. I mean, Danny, you know I wear little reading glasses, but
you
I'm not...
You can pick them up off the shelf.
Yeah, I went by the Chinese supermarket, and it was a little cardboard box by the catch-all, by the cashier, and it was just...
Aww.
I was like, wait, which strength is mine? It's like, is it 175? Is it 2? Is it what is it? What is it? I had to pick it all up and then pick up a toy that was next to it and read the back of the instructions for the toy.
Nice. Just buying a glasses off of a random rack somewhere.
Wow, listen, and you know what? $15. But
yeah,
that's okay.
It must be nice.
No, because it's just like this. But for people like you who depend, I mean, we're talking about drivers.
I'm wearing glasses since I'm 6 years old. Like,
people who operate heavy machinery.
Yeah.
You know, people that are leading the country.
I have health insurance is because of my bad eyes.
You understand? What about, wait. So you only get insurance for your bad eyes? What about your bad ways and your bad heart?
I'm yet to meet a policy that covers that. And I think the coverage should be for other people.
Yeah. All right. So, DJ Danny, this avatar thing is back where people are posting up their, you know, their computer-generated avatar on social media. You see
right.
it?
Right. Okay. Is it that one, or is that the one that you're looking like a Disney?
Yeah. Prince, well, yeah. You look like a, same, I guess, Disney is avatar, right? So, but yeah, that cartoon version of yourself. And it's like about 3 or 4 pics.
Yeah, yep. Because it's like a 2D version.
Yeah, I would like to say this.
You did yourself?
No, I would like to say that some of Ollie should not have done that because the computer generated was looking way better than Ollie. Like, way better. Yeah.
I mean, it goes without saying, right?
Yeah, it goes without saying. Imagine when a fake you is better than the real you. Craziness. 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Taking us almost to 9 o'clock. Well, a ways off, but just reminding you at 9 o'clock, the fun doesn't stop here. Dana, she's coming in from 9 to 12 and take good care of you. Yeah. All right. So once again, I want to remind everybody, for those of you heading out for your vaccines today, if you have not been called by the health center, you should expect a call between today and tomorrow. And this is for those of you who would have had appointments over the weekend to get your vaccines. There will be no vaccinations happening on Saturday and Sunday. So, keep that in mind. What about...
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know... And plus, we need to get that information out there because, it's compounded by people's need and understanding the urgency of being vaccinated. And when you tie that up with... improper systems, not enough vaccines currently or currently enough distributed to cater because it's overwhelming. You know, if there was any doubt about how much people wanted to get vaccines, that's been wiped off.
Clearly. Correct. And the thing about it is I feel as though like you have to check all these resources before you actually decide to leave your home, even up to the minute you're leaving your home on the way there to make sure nothing has changed because it's been so fluid. You know, trying to get it right, of course.
Yeah, and this is all the more reason why for those of us with elderly family, neighbors and whatnot, still checking them and see how the process is going because these are the demographic that are, you know, not all, but a lot are not privy to social media, privy to the internet, to gadgetry and whatnot. So they don't know unless they hear it. I don't know if they have what they should do because everybody's trying to make a hustle. You know those cars with the loudspeakers that go around like, you know who dead and which grocery have a sale? Right. Well,
Scrap Iron Man, because they're working still, obviously.
Even his Scrap Iron Man, hey, this is a real hustle. His Scrap Iron Man could get another recording to play in between the Scrap Iron buying and selling that says,
that's
hey.
It's a recording?
It's a recording. You think
is
somebody.
A real person?
No, Dan, he's not a real person saying it over and over and. Yeah. If it was a real person, dude, I hope they're well paid and not in Scrap Iron.
And they, like, obviously have clones because I feel like it's the same voice everywhere. So, yeah. Duh, it's a recording. Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of people are not comfortable in the Scrap Iron business. They say the vibe's way too heavy. So, yeah. But even, yeah, but anyway, the same Scrap Iron thing for real. They could have a recording ministry, could just give them an extra something, and they play a recording in between that. And that also lets everyone know, hey, no vaccines this weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
Correct.
Simple as that, you know. I need a job with the Ministry of. But what ministry, boy? We need a Ministry of
Ministries.
We need a Ministry of Ministries. Firstly, we need a Ministry of Ministries on top. And then to delegate. Yeah. I might be the face of reason, but I could be the voice, guys. I could try, you know?
Okay, yeah, maybe like 2 minutes out of the day. Yeah.
All right, we continue with the music here and continue with the energy, and we continue with your Thursday. Reminding you, it's going to be a thunderstormy kind of day with street and flash flooding possible. So for those of you with dry weather shoes and dry weather cars, be warned. That's all I got to say. All right, so Val Stan, DJ Danny with you, and if you're now tuning in, morning. So check
morning,
this.
Morning.
Yeah, morning. And wait, by the way, is it considered improper etiquette if you say morning only once as a Trinbagonian?
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't seem, it doesn't seem legitimate.
It lacks Trinbagonian enthusiasm.
Yeah, I thought so too. All right, because we get closer to your mid-morning session with Dana. But DJ Danny, I wish you a good day today. Today.
Is that time already for today?
Saddest, you will look. What?
Yeah, it's today in time. It's Thursday, guys. You have an amazing Thursday. Be safe. You know, prepare for the lockdown weekend if you need to, restock where you can. You know, now is the time. Don't wait until the rush tomorrow because, again, curfew starts at 7 p.m.
Oh, that's 7 p.m. on Friday.
And
then all day curfew Saturday and Sunday. Just got a few hours in the morning, which. I mean, there's no market and nowhere open, hardware, nothing.
Yeah.
So keep all your tail home and stay safe. We love you. Keep a smile on your face. Be kind. Stay awesome. Dana comes up next.
If I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. Val and Danny. It's complicated. And it's only on your 951 Morning Drive.
Hey.